Yeah, Kevin Gausman tonight, his first major league win.
J.J. Hardy back to left, coming on McLouth. J.J. gets out of the way. McLouth makes the catch. Kevin Gausman with a 1-2-3 fifth inning. He has now gone 2 1/3 innings here against the Yankees, and he's allowed just one base runner.
Yeah, in fact, tonight, Kevin Gausman 4 1/3 in relief, scoreless, first major league win. He's with Fred Manfro.
Well, Kevin, first of all, your reaction. Number one of what you hope will be many.
Yeah, number one. You know, it's always exciting. Obviously, a big milestone for me. You know, it's funny because I started McFarland's first major league win, and he happened to start today. So, you know, it just happened to be a coincidence.
And, of course, you have some family and good friends watching you tonight. Special occasion to have them here for this as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always great when you have people here to watch you. And, you know, it's tough when you're down in the minor leagues to kind of, you know, get your family in and that sort of thing. But, you know, up here, I wanted them to be here. And I didn't know if I was going to be pitching or not, but they just happened to be here. And, you know, it's a great moment.
And, of course, you made a discovery tonight. Tonight you got the what they refer to as the whipped cream towel in the face. And you found out it really wasn't whipped cream.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's a good thing I didn't try to eat it.
Okay, let's talk about your performance tonight. You come in relief of TJ, and you go out there and you started dealing. What was your mindset as you went out there?
You know, honestly, I just tried to think about the last time I came out of the bullpen, and, you know, I was sleeping or I was laying down in bed last night thinking about if I come in to kind of have that bulldog mentality. And, you know, that's something that I definitely kind of tried to do, and I think I did a pretty good job of it. And, just tried to go in there and throw strikes and throw good pitches and, you know, just kind of move their feet when I had to. And, you know, I did a lot of research on these guys, and, you know, I felt good of the scouting report that we had on them and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I just tried to kind of pitch to my strengths.
Now, when you were watching the game from the first couple innings out in the bullpen, were you going over in your mind what you had done on your research?
Yeah, you know, actually me and Tommy Hunter were talking about, you know, what we would throw to Adams in certain situations and Nicks and, you know, guys like that. And I think it's good when you have a guy like Hunter who kind of talks to younger guys like me and McFarland about those things.
And, of course, tonight CeCe's on the mound looking for his 200th career victory. And here you go, pick up number one.
That's right. Hopefully, hopefully I'm pitching and, you know, some rookie picks up his first when I'm in 200-something.
This whole thing this year, coming up from AA, going to the big leagues, you've had your ups and you have your downs. How do you keep the right-on frame of mind as you go about it?
You know, I think you just try to get better every day. And, you know, one thing, baseball, it'll ground you when it needs to. And, you know, there's definitely some things when I was up here the first time that I needed to work on, and I tried to work on them as fast as I could, and I think they kind of paid off tonight.
I think you made a statement that maybe in the next time that they go for a starting pitcher in the rotation that maybe Mr. Kevin is going to be the guy?
You know, I don't know about that. I'm just trying to kind of figure out my role right now. And, you know, whatever Buck and Adair, whatever they see me doing, whether it's out of the pen or starting, I'm just going to try to, you know, do that to the best.